It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right. Oh, you froze up. There we go. It froze up right as we started. I was like, no.
Not my ear.
Yeah, you're good now.
Thank you. Did we make it?
Yeah, we got it. Anyway, what's going on, everybody? It's Brock and Hunter. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Dude, riding weather is here, man. Make sure that your motorcycle is running properly. Take it over to the experts over at Gilson Cycle. You can give them a call, 269-876-0882. Let Gilson Cycle take care of your cycle. I'm trying to stay organized this morning. I don't know what is going on. Like, everything just immediately slowed down. That's the one thing. You know what? My internet's been pretty good. Not going to lie. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been great days. Some days it's been a real turd, but today it's been pretty good. But right now it's just being an absolute turd. And I don't know why.
That's because everybody's on it. Everybody's
it must
in quarantine.
Be. Everybody.
There's only a certain amount of internet out there in space, Brock, and you got to share it. So
I really do think there is a point, though, whenever, like now, right now, everyone is like finally logging on. They're turning on their PlayStations or their streaming services. They're going online, and it does. I think it affects us, which how can there only be so much internet? That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, you can only have so much, what, gigabytes of RAM? Is that what it's based on, maybe? I don't know.
Like,
as far
doesn't
as
it
the master computer out there that's controlling everything? I mean,
is that what it is? Right?
I think it is. I mean, I don't know, but if I were to guess, the internet is being the hub is being pushed out by just some massive spaceship looking thing that just puts out this crazy. I don't know what it is. Dude.
I know. I literally use it
into something and it takes you to. You know,
I use it every single day and I don't get how it works. Like, I don't understand how first and Wi-Fi, how the fuck does Wi-Fi work? It's sending a signal. Like, I'm on Wi-Fi right now on my computer. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not plugged in. Like, I get the cable, like the, what's that? The landline or what's that called? The LAM or LAN or whatever.
LAN.
Like, that makes sense. Cause I'm plugged in to my internet router. Okay. Like, that makes sense. I'm wired in. It's sending electronic signals. The signals. Wi-Fi, though, makes literally no sense to me whatsoever. I'll be honest, I'm still not even 100% sure how radio works, and I've been doing that for 13, 14 years.
Don't think about it too much, because you'll just go down a rabbit hole of disappointment on, why can't I understand this?
It is
weird, man, if you really think about it. The internet, you know what blows my mind about the internet is how much of it, like how much stuff there is out there.
Yeah.
You know, you think, like, you and I are on the internet, we're on Reddit, we think we know how to use the internet. We're young, and but dude, there's so much stuff out there that you just can't get to and that you can't see, and you know, you gotta have coding to get into it. Like the black market internet or whatever they call it, the black.
Like, we have the web and then the dark web. Like, there's a whole other chunk of the world wide web that you need like a special computer to get on. It's like, and then how does that even work? Where it's like, oh no, I need this to get onto that. Don't you think like you could just like log in somewhere and be like, yeah, I want to go to the dark web.
You think? Yeah, you just can't type in dark web into Google and it'll take you there. I don't know. You got to know a guy.
Yeah.
Like, do you know a guy? Like, hey, this is the, instead of www, it's qqq dot blah, blah, blah. You know, like, it would be interesting just to see. If somebody gave you that password, that passcode, and they're like, hey, man, like, this is anything that you want to know about the dark web. Here it is, and go visit it. What do you think is in there?
Probably a lot of child pornography, unfortunately, and drugs. And I think, like, I know it's like, and I'm sure there's a bunch of like bank codes. Probably all of our personal information is on there. I guarantee it.
Yeah, that's a weird thing, especially the child pornography thing.
Yeah, dude, I guarantee that's what it's. It's full of nothing but Jared's from Subway. That's all it is.
It's right, you know. So what is it? That is probably drugs. The trading of drugs and guns.
Yeah.
What else is bad? Like, could you, know? What else is bad? Because it's nothing good.
No, exactly. If you need a secret web like host. It's not going to be anything like, there's probably, I bet you poachers. Like, I bet you they sell like rhino horns and shit on there. You know?
Dude, that honestly.
Yeah.
That's probably one of them. You know, you're not getting a microwave off the dark web. Yeah, I just got a new Whirlpool microwave the other day off the dark web.
Are you getting it on there because it fell off a truck? Like, it's the old mob style. Like, oh, it fell off a truck and you get you can get a brand new. Yeah.
Stolen items for cheap.
Bingo. Stolen. I bet you there's stolen artifacts on there and everything. Absolutely.
It'd be interesting to just kind of surf. I mean,
probably buy babies on there.
Buy babies. Yeah. Maybe you can get like organs. There's another one probably.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Organs and like you know, like if you need a heart transplant but you're way at the bottom of the list, you know, you go to the dark web and get yourself a heart, man.
Could you buy a bigger dong on there?
Probably. Dark web.
The dark web.
You get it?
I'm gonna go to the dong store on the dark web.
Right.
I don't know. It's weird. Like, and even here as we're sitting here doing this, like in my mind I'm thinking like, okay, right now there's a signal coming from this little black box in my living room that is allowing me to hook up to the internet. And then this camera on this computer is catching video in real time. Like, it's right there. Not to mention the microphone that's plugged in, catching the audio that is in real time, hooking up with you while you're on Wi-Fi. It's just all in the air. Like, it's weird. It doesn't make sense. And the delay, like, I know it's annoying because in real time there wouldn't be, but the delay is so small.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable to me.
It is unbelievable. I wish I could explain it to you, and I wish I knew what it was. But
like, if you showed this to someone in like 1905, their fucking head would explode. They'd be like,
"What? Wait a second, you what?"
Yeah,
you don't have to go back that far. I remember being a kid, being like, "Dude, it would be awesome if we could just like, you know, like talk through my TV to another house, and I could just hang out with my buddy that way."
Do you remember how cool it was? Well, two things with that, because you brought up a really good point. One, have you played an old game recently that you like? The last time I did this, I played the first Call of Duty that was World War II related.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, dude, I can't wait to play this, and I put it on. I'm like, this is fucking terrible.
Yeah. And I think you're thinking of, is it the D-Day one?
The D-Day one. Yeah. So, yeah. I went and, you know, I have a PS3 upstairs so I can play old games on there. And I put it on. I'm like, oh, I got a couple beers. I'm going to just be nostalgic. And I'm like, dude, this game fucking sucks. And then die and you got to go back to, like, I played the beach mission, the very first mission, like 50 times where I'm like, fuck this, dude. I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore.
This sucks.
Terrible.
Games were hard back then too, because it was just, they were kind of slapped together. Yeah. You know, PS1 was garbage. I don't care what anybody says. PS2 was the first system PlayStation or Sony came out with.
PS2 if you go back, was a game changer.
It was. Sure, it was. Sure. But if you go back and like you think you're going to be like, oh, yeah, it's going to be fun. Go nostalgia. You'll play PS1. Yeah, you'll get like an hour into it and be like, dude.
Yeah,
it just didn't. It was definitely an era of experimenting and making things better. But dude, PS1 sucked.
It was. But again, it was like right in that line. But that was the turning point where it's like, wow, we're on to something here. And then PS2 came out, and dude, I mean, it did. It changed. Same with like
a game changer.
Even like the GameCube and everything like that. It really was. Of course, like when's the last time you played GoldenEye? I don't think I could. You couldn't pay me to play GoldenEye at this point because it's just. Oh,
you know what? You know what's weird about it? I did play it recently, actually, and it's hard because you're so used to the two joysticks.
Yeah,
you know, and the GoldenEye is just, you know, forward, back, right, left, and you can you turn left, turn right, and then you can strafe with the C buttons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like getting used to that again. I was just like, I played it for like a good, I don't know, 10 minutes. And I'm like, it's just
tough, man.
I can go play Call of Duty. It's so much better.
The other thing I was going to bring up too is, you know, talking about like when you were younger, like, oh, it'd be so cool if I could talk to the group. Do you remember how cool it was to be able to take a photo on your Game Boy? Do you remember the Game Boy camera?
Oh my God.
And you could print off pictures from your Game Boy. It was terrible. Yeah. It was like, you know, that big by that big. And it was like a little printer. You hooked the camera up.
Like a Nintendo version of you, you know?
Dude. Oh, my God. But it blew our minds.
Classic.
I mean, Game Boy blew our minds, too, man. And
did you have what was the Sega one, the handheld, the Sega handheld?
Oh, what
because Game Boy
that?
Came out with it, and then like, see, I remember playing like Sonic on the.
Yeah, wasn't it just the hand? Wasn't it just the Sega Genesis handheld? I think that's all.
Something
it was.
Like that.
Yeah.
Classic.
I do. You know, I've played some of those old games on a bigger TV, and there's a part of me that wants to find like an old tube TV, like an old, you know, 15-inch, 16-inch tube TV, because I think it would be better on that. I really, the graphics were made for that.
It just, it brings it back, you know, brings it back to the nostalgia.
Yeah, we had one. We had this old. It was brown. It was like wood grain. Had the knobs on it and everything. And that was what my brother and I had in the basement. Yeah, for something like that. But that's what we had in the basement. You had to turn it to the aux thing, like the, you know, the. You had the three main things to set what you wanted on. You either had aux, and then like one or two, and then you had the channels.
Man, do you remember plugging that system in for the first time though, and firing it up, dude? That feeling. I remember when I got a Super Nintendo, dude.
It blew your mind.
It blew my mind. Yeah. That feeling of hooking it up and then putting, you know, we got Super Mario with the system, Super Mario World. We fired that up, man. And I can remember it like it was yesterday, dude. It was Christmas. We got it. And dude, my brother and I played that game. I'm telling you, that's when my mom had to make Nintendo bucks. So she would give us these fake currency. They were called Nintendo bucks, and we'd have to pay her to play Nintendo. And if we ran out of money, we couldn't play.
Yeah.
So it was her way of kind of, you know, managing Nintendo time. But
dude, see, even then, awesome. That's the only bad thing about, you know, I think kids and screen time, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend I know everything about, you know, how that works on their, you know, psychological development or whatever, but I mean, I was the same way. I mean, mom would yell at us like, stop playing, go to bed, you know, and it's like, oh, I've got to beat this level. If we didn't have that kind of regulation, you would. Mm-hmm. You'd play until you fell asleep with the controller in your hand.
Big one for me was Tecmo Super Bowl, and it was Super Nintendo's version of Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah.
And, dude, I think we would go to school at, like, at that was 7:30, 8 o'clock or something.
Yeah.
Dude, I would get up at, like, 5:30 and just so I could play. Like, as a kid, getting up at 5:30 was, like, impossible.
Yeah.
So this was, like, a huge task for me. And I would get up. I would love the game so much, dude. Yep. I would get up at 5:30 just so I could play as much Tecmo Super Bowl as I could before I had to go to school.
Dude, it's nuts. And the crazy thing is, too, and you and I have talked about this numerous times, I'm super excited about where gaming is going in the virtual reality realm. I was watching, there's this new show on Amazon. It's an Amazon original called Upload, which is fucking awesome, by the way. We already burned through that. Chris and I finished the first season yesterday in one day. Mm-hmm. It's so good. Anyway, it's set in the future in like 2033. And so, like, it's still, you know, modern, but then it shows, like, some of these big technology jumps that we're going to see, I think, in the near future. And, dude, gaming, I'm super excited for that immersive virtual reality experience, but it's also terrifying because it's like, I'm an adult now. I don't have someone telling me that I can't do it. And so it's like, if you can put yourself in a virtual world that seems lifelike, that
people
could
aren't
really
leave, man.
Dude,
it's going to get scary. People are going to be, it's going to be two different lives, man.
Yeah.
Half your friends are going to be gone, man.
Yep.
I'm telling you, you're going to get into a world that's so awesome that you don't want to leave.
Yeah. Why leave when you can create? I mean, there's people that do it now in like World of Warcraft and The Sims. You can make a life that's better than the life you have right now, at least virtually. You get this kind of dopamine rush, you know, dude. It's crazy, man. It's
go down the rabbit hole of augmented reality. It's like virtual reality, but it's reality that's augmented. Basically, it's you're walking around in real life, but you have glasses on that makes pretty much anything digital. So you're scrolling through Facebook while you're walking around. You're checking your emails. You know, everything, you know, it lights up. Like you look at the foosball table over there and it'll say foosball table on top of it. Yep. If you want, it'll like, dude, weird shit like that, that is just going to be, it's so digital and it's so exponential too. Like it took we're 35, probably 20 years to get like, seriously, like we're like, damn, this is getting serious.
Dude,
it's going to take 10 years. I'm telling you, Brock, in 10 more years, we'll look back at this podcast and be like, holy shit, look how much different it is.
Look at how grainy it is. Look at how terrible it sounds. There's a delay. Right. What? Dude, I even do that now. Like playing even games that came out two, three, 4 years ago compared to a game that came out now. Like Red Dead Redemption 2. I thought the original Red Dead Redemption was fucking mind-blowing, and it really was for Rockstar. Red Dead Redemption 2, if I go back and play Red Dead right now, I'd probably fucking hate it because I'm like, oh, this is just, it's slower. You know, like, it doesn't look as good. I can tell some of the bit, like, and that was, I mean, that's just a handful of years. Think about where we're going to be 5 years from now if the world doesn't end before then. You know, we're kind of – we're on the cusp of it right now.
Hey, but GTA 5 is free now, by the way.
I know. I need to download it. But, dude, unfortunately, I have, like, no space left on my PS4.
Well, get rid of your damn riding horses around. Get GTA 5. It's so much better.
I may clear out everything just because – the only problem is it took so long to download Red Dead Redemption 2. It's a fucking massive file. And so it's like, I think about deleting it and I'm like, if I want to play that again, I'm going to have to download it again and it's going to take forever.
So
it's
like, so one of those. So you don't have a PS4, you have a Red Dead Redemption machine.
Exactly. Honestly, what I'll probably do is I'll wait for the PS5 to come out and just do it that way.
For God's sakes.
We'll see. We'll see. But dude, it's nuts, man. It's nuts. And I actually think Monday's topic is going to involve that upload show because I got an interesting take. I want to talk about it. But anyway, we go on and on and on about video games, man. I just can't wait till I can virtually have sex, do some fucking.
You just always do it. Just enjoy life without sex for once in a while.
You set up your little sex robot dummy thing in front of you, and then you put on your virtual gear.
Hey, I apologize, Mom. I know you watch these. He is a dirty man. And no worries. When we're hanging out in heaven, we won't have to worry about it, Mom.
Be down in hell with my sex robots. It's going to be great.
Right. Absolutely. Far away.
Going, Hunter, you're missing out. Anyway, all right, let's wrap it up. That's perfect. Thank you, everyone, so much for watching the Plan B After Show podcast. As always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Also, find them on Facebook, Gilson Cycle. Make sure you get your motorcycle fixed right with Gilson Cycle. They'll get you taken care of. All right, guys, we'll see you next time.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.